A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus moved on from Capernaum, two blind men came after him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he got to the house, the blind men caught up with him. Jesus said to them, "Are you confident I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they told him. At that he touched their eyes and said, "Because of your faith, it shall be done to you." And they recovered their sight. Then Jesus warned them sternly, "See to it that no one knows of this." But they went off and spread word of him through the whole area. The Gospel of the Lord. The first reading, actually, for today is from Isaiah. "On that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see." So this wonderful picture of the kingdom is painted. "Now Jacob shall have nothing to be ashamed of, nor shall his face grow pale. Those who err in spirit shall acquire understanding, and those who find fault shall receive instruction. And all of this in but a very little while," says Isaiah. So here we have two blind men coming after Jesus and crying, "Son of David, have pity on us." And he evidently just keeps moving, and I picture them just running after him, trying to catch up. And finally, when he gets to the house, the blind men catch up to him. Was Jesus wanting to test their faith? One commentator suggests that he wanted some privacy with them inside the house. But here they are crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." Perhaps that wasn't quite enough for him to call him Son of David, the longed-for Messiah, the worldly Messiah, who will perhaps militarily make things go Israel's way. So anyway, Jesus turns to them, "Are you confident I can do this?" "Yes, Lord." And he touches their eyes and says, "Because of your faith, it shall be done to you." Or one translation says, "You shall be healed according to your faith," at least in that translation, implying almost like, to the measure you have faith, to that measure you'll be healed. And I'm always uncomfortable with this idea that we have to have faith in order for Jesus to heal us, and that's the way it is in some of these passages, and other passages it doesn't seem dependent on our faith at all. But I guess it's hard to argue with at least having a certain confidence, the kind of confidence that would cause you to run after Jesus. So it's really a silly question when he says, "Are you confident I can do this?" Of course they are if they've been chasing after him. And then this theme of blindness continues again, at least in one English translation. It doesn't apparently seem to be part of the original. To when Jesus says, "Don't tell anyone," he says, "See to it that no one knows of this." So using this idea of vision again, which was promised in the Isaiah reading, fulfilled here in Jesus, and Jesus saying, "But don't tell anyone." What about today? Is it possible that this very little while that Isaiah promised will be fulfilled today? How is Jesus breaking into your life, our lives? Are we running after him with confidence? Certainly, he'll stop and meet us in our faith, but be sure not to tell anyone.